Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 34 after. May the force be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is the founder of BNI, Business Network International. He is Planet Earth's guru on networking. He's the author of Networking Like a Pro. That's just one of his many books that he's written on networking and other topics. And the great thing I'm excited about is he's our good friend. Ivan Meisner, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Ivan, there's a lot of talk about networking, obviously, and you've created the demand. You've created the idea. You've done more than anybody on planet Earth to help people understand the beauty of networking, the value and the importance of networking, not only for business but for human, but for society, for human beings. But there's also this thing. But when you and I first started talking about networking, it was all face to face. And mm-hmm. and as I've said many times before, network face to face is the original social media. But now we have this online stuff. And how should we think about those two together?
Well, listen, I'm a believer in online networking. We've talked about this on the show before. It's not either or; it's both. And and I think you need to do the social media as well as the face to face networking. And so I did a survey as part of the next book that I've got coming out in January, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. And we did a survey of 12,000 business people just about general networking questions to see what they would say. And we expected that referral networks would come out high, and we expected even the casual contact networks would come out high. Mm-hmm. We also expected that online networking would come out high in terms of having achieved success through networking. That was one of the questions. But, you know, I would say don't shoot the messenger to those people out there who love online networking, mm-hmm. because I'm one of them. But online networks did really poorly, with only 27% of the respondents saying that networking has played a role in their success. The only thing that came out lower, and this may come as a surprise to some people too, and I'd love to talk about it, a women's business organization, which did worse with them. About 18%.
What?
And Service Club, which came in with 17%.
Wow. That's surprising. Women's networking organizations came out. How can that be? Yes, that sounds like crazy talk, doesn't it?
Well, I think I understand it. Okay. If you take a look at most of the organizations that came out high, referral networks had 83%, casual contact networks 52%. These are people who say they have achieved success through their networking.
Mm-hmm.
Professional associations about 34, and then the online at 27, and the next two at around 18, 17. I think the reason for the women's organization not doing as well is because really both women's groups and service clubs have another important purpose that take precedence over their business networking. Women's business organizations often provide a place where members both support and educate each other.
Ah.
And I think if we ask the question, you know, do you feel support and education from your network, this might have flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Because referral networks tend not to be, educational or knowledge networks. And, of course, service clubs.
Right.
The mission of a service club is to focus primarily on providing
on service. Right. I'm a Rotarian. I think you are, too, And you're right. I mean, even though we do some networking there, that's not typically what we think about when we go there, is it?
That's right.
So the question is important, isn't it?
Well, the question, you determine the results by the question you ask. Mm-hmm. And the question mm-hmm. we're asking is, you know, have you achieved success through networking? And so you get, particularly with the service clubs, you get people that are saying that their focus is on service to the community and that mm-hmm. they're not, you know, generating necessarily a lot of business, even though I do recommend service clubs. I'm a 16-year member of Rotary and think it's really great.
Mm-hmm. But if part of your monthly activity the importance of is that part of that is attributed to getting referrals, to getting more business, then you need to make sure you're attending the right events, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. And one of the things that I've said through anecdotal evidence over the years is that you've got to diversify the kinds of networks that you participate in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a casual contact network, a strong contact network, maybe a service club. You're making different kinds of connections. You're networking in different ways for different purposes, and
right.
you're getting different results. But in terms of, you know, if you're looking for business, online networking is really fared very poorly, and that I was kind of surprised by that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
BNI.com, right, Ivan?
BNI.com is our website. The blog where your listeners can actually read this data is the book blog, Business Networking and Sex.
All right, so check that out, folks. 20 till. Right back with Ivan Meisner after these messages. Talk a little bit more about what he's learned from this survey of the difference between face-to-face and online. And then later, we're going to talk about how to be exceptional. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.